Get ready for a staggering number. OpenAI is reportedly planning to spend $50 billion on computing power this year alone. That's a sum that redefines the scale of investment in artificial intelligence infrastructure and signals an unprecedented race for computational dominance. This massive expenditure highlights the intense competition and the sheer resource demands of developing cutting-edge AI models, pushing the boundaries of what's possible. It underscores the capital-intensive nature of the AI frontier, where access to vast processing capabilities is the ultimate differentiator. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Wednesday, May 6, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today comes from Bloomberg, which reports that OpenAI expects to spend an astonishing $50 billion on computing power in 2026. This figure, attributed to OpenAI co-founder and president Greg Brockman, illustrates the company's aggressive strategy to scale its artificial intelligence software and maintain its leadership position in the rapidly evolving AI landscape. Such an immense investment is primarily directed towards acquiring and operating the specialized hardware, like advanced GPUs, necessary to train and run increasingly complex AI models, which are the backbone of their offerings. The sheer scale of this expenditure suggests that the race for AI supremacy is not just about algorithmic innovation, but also about securing unparalleled access to computational resources, potentially setting a new benchmark for industry spending. This commitment of capital could significantly impact the broader tech ecosystem, driving demand for semiconductor manufacturers and influencing the development of next-generation data centers. It also raises questions about the long-term sustainability of such high-cost operations and the potential for consolidation within the AI sector, as smaller players struggle to keep pace with these financial demands. The move signals OpenAI's unwavering belief in the future of general artificial intelligence and their determination to be at the forefront, regardless of the financial outlay required to achieve their ambitious goals. Moving on, Meta is facing a significant legal challenge as major publishers have filed lawsuits alleging copyright infringement. According to money.usnews.com, these publishers claim that Meta has unlawfully used their copyrighted content to train its artificial intelligence models without permission or compensation. This legal action represents a growing tension between content creators and AI developers, as the latter increasingly rely on vast datasets, often sourced from the internet, to build and refine their sophisticated algorithms. The lawsuits argue that the unauthorized ingestion of published works for commercial AI development constitutes a clear violation of intellectual property rights, seeking both damages and injunctions to prevent future infringements. The outcome of these cases could establish crucial precedents for how AI models are trained and how intellectual property is protected in the age of generative AI, potentially reshaping licensing agreements and data acquisition practices across the industry. In another major financial commitment, Anthropic has reportedly pledged to spend a staggering $200 billion on Google's cloud services and chips. This colossal investment, as reported by US News, underscores Anthropic's deep reliance on Google's infrastructure for its ambitious AI development plans and highlights Google Cloud's growing dominance in providing the foundational computing power for leading AI firms. The agreement signifies a long-term strategic partnership, ensuring Anthropic access to Google's cutting-edge tensor processing units, or TPUs, and other cloud resources essential for training and deploying their advanced AI models. Such a massive financial commitment from a prominent AI developer like Anthropic solidifies Google's position as a critical enabler in the AI race, demonstrating the intense competition among cloud providers to secure lucrative contracts with top-tier AI companies. This deal also reflects the immense capital required to build and scale next-generation AI, with companies like Anthropic making multi-year, multi-billion-dollar bets on specific infrastructure partners to power their technological advancements. Shifting gears to hardware, OpenAI is reportedly fast-tracking the development of its own smartphone, with a potential launch as early as next year. According to reports from 9to5 Mac and The Verge, this move suggests OpenAI is looking to extend its influence beyond software and directly into consumer hardware, aiming to create a device specifically optimized for its ChatGPT and other AI services. Ming-Chi Koo, a well-known analyst, indicates that the company is accelerating its timeline, suggesting a strong desire to compete directly with established players like Apple and Google in the smartphone market. The Verge further details that the rumored device could be powered by a custom MediaTek Dimensity 9600 chip, indicating a focus on integrating specialized AI processing capabilities directly into the phone's architecture for a seamless user experience. This strategic pivot into hardware could allow OpenAI to control the entire user experience, from the underlying AI models to the device interface, potentially offering a deeply integrated and highly personalized AI assistant unlike anything currently available. For our quick hit today, Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei has issued a stark warning about a cyber moment of danger created by artificial intelligence. According to CNBC, Amodei stated that AI is rapidly exposing tens of thousands of software vulnerabilities, creating a narrow window for software firms, governments, and banks to address these critical security flaws. This urgent call to action highlights the dual-use nature of AI, where its capabilities can be leveraged for both offensive and defensive cybersecurity measures, demanding immediate and coordinated efforts to bolster digital defenses. Before I let you go, here's what to watch. Google DeepMind employees in the UK have voted to unionize, according to LiveMint. This landmark move is driven by demands to end Google's Pentagon AI deals and military contracts, raising significant ethical questions about the application of AI in defense. Keep an eye on how this unionization effort progresses and whether it sets a precedent for other tech workers to challenge the ethical implications of their company's AI partnerships, potentially influencing future government and military collaborations with AI developers. That is TSL Bite Size for Wednesday, May 6, 2026. We covered OpenAI's massive compute spend, publishers suing Meta, Anthropic's huge Google Cloud commitment, and OpenAI's rumored phone. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.